Well, good morning. It is April 15, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to continue pressing on in our chronological reading of the New King James by picking up in 1 Samuel chapter 20. We are going to read chapter 20, verse 1 to chapter 21, verse 15, and then we are going to read a corresponding psalm, Psalm 34. So let's get into the Word. April 15th, 2024, we're going to pick up in 1 Samuel 20, we're going to read verses 1 to 42, and Jonathan's help to David. Then David fled from Naoth and Ramah, and went and said to Jonathan, "What have I done? What is my iniquity, and what is my sin before your father, that he seeks my life?" And so Jonathan said to him, "By no means, you shall not die. Indeed, my father will do nothing, either great or small, without first telling me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so." Then David took an oath again and said, "Your father certainly knows that I have found favor in your eyes. And he has said, 'Do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death.'" And so Jonathan said to David, "Whatever you desire, you yourself desire, I will do it for you." And David said to Jonathan, "Indeed, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king to eat. But let me go, that I may hide in the field until the third day at evening. If your father misses me at all, then say, 'David earnestly asked permission of me that he might run over to Bethlehem, his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family.' And if he says, 'Thus, it is well, your servant will be safe.' But if he is very angry, be sure that evil is determined by him. And therefore you shall deal kindly with your servant, for you have brought your servant into a covenant of the Lord with you. Nevertheless, if there is iniquity in me, kill me yourself, for why should you bring me to your father?" But Jonathan said, "Far be it from you, for if I knew certainly that evil was determined by my father to come upon you, then would I not tell you?" And then David said to Jonathan, "Who will tell me? Or what if your father answers you roughly?" And Jonathan said to David, "Come, let us go out into the field." And so both of them went out into the field. Then Jonathan said to David, "The Lord God is of Israel is witness. When I have sounded out my father, sometime tomorrow or on the third day, and indeed there is good toward David, and I do not send to you to tell you, may the Lord do so, and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father to do you evil, then I will report it to you and send you away, that you may go in safety. And the Lord be with you, as he has been with my father. And you shall not only show me the kindness of the Lord while I still live, that I may not die, but you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord has cut off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth." And so Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "Let the Lord require it at the hand of David's enemies." Now Jonathan again caused David to vow, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and you will be missed, because your seat will be empty. And when you have stayed 3 days, go down quickly and come to the place where you hid on the day of the deed, and remain by the stone of Eziel. Then I will shoot 3 arrows to the side, as though I shot at a target. And there I will send a lad, saying, 'Go find the arrows.' And if I expressly say to the lad, 'Look, the arrows are on this side of you, get them and come,' then, as the Lord lives, there is safety for you and no harm. But if I say thus to the young man, 'Look, the arrows are beyond you, go your way, for the Lord has sent you away.' And as for the matter which you and I have spoken of, indeed, the Lord be between you and me forever." Then David hid in the field. And when the new moon had come, the king sat down to eat the feast. Now the king sat at his seat, as at other times, on the seat of the wall, and Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, but David's place was empty. And nevertheless, Saul did not say anything that day, as he thought, "Something has happened to him. He is unclean. Surely he is unclean." And it happened the next day, the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said to Jonathan, his son, "Why has the son of Jesse not come to eat, either yesterday or today?" And so Jonathan answered Saul, "David earnestly asked permission of me to go to Bethlehem. And he said, please let me go, for our family has a sacrifice in the city. And my brother has commanded me to be there. And now, if I have found favor in your eyes, please let me get away and see my brothers. And therefore, he has not come to the king's table. Then Saul's anger was aroused against Jonathan, and he said to him, "You son of a perverse, rebellious woman, do I not know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse lives on earth, you shall not be established, nor your kingdom. Now therefore, send and bring him to me, for he shall surely die." And Jonathan answered Saul his father and said to him, "Why should he be killed? What has he done?" Then Saul cast a spear at him to kill him, by which Jonathan knew that it was determined by his father to kill David. And so Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, and ate no food the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had treated him shamefully. And so it was in the morning that Jonathan went out into the field at the time appointed with David, and a little lad was with him. And then he said to his lad, "Run, find the arrows which I shoot." And as the lad ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. And when the lad had come to the place where the arrow was which Jonathan had shot, Jonathan cried out after the lad and said, "Is not the arrow beyond you?" And Jonathan cried out after the lad, "Make haste, hurry, do not delay." And so Jonathan's lad gathered up the arrows and came back to his master. And the lad did not know anything. Only Jonathan and David knew of the matter. Then Jonathan gave his weapons to the lad and said to him, "Go, carry them to the city." And as soon as the lad had gone, David arose from a place towards the south, fell on his face to the ground, and bowed down three times. And they kissed one another, and they wept together, but David more so. Then Jonathan said to David, "Go in peace, since we have both sworn in the name of the Lord, saying, 'May the Lord be between you and me, and between your descendants and my descendants forever.'" And so he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city. David runs from Saul, 1 Samuel 21, 1-15. Now David came to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest, and Ahimelech was afraid when he met David, and said to him, "Why are you alone, and no one is with you?" And so David said to him, Ahimelech the priest, "The king has ordered me on some business, and said to me, 'Do not let anyone know anything about the business on which I send you, or which I have commanded you, and I have directed my young men to such and such a place. Now therefore, what have you on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, and whatever can be found.'" And the priest answered David and said, "There is no common bread on hand, but there is holy bread, and if the young men have at least kept themselves from women." Then David answered the priest and said, "Truly women have been kept from us about 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in effect common, even though it was consecrated in the vessel this day." And so the priest gave him the holy bread, for there was no bread there, but the showbread, which had been taken from before the Lord, in order to put hot bread in its place on the day when it was taken away. Now, a certain man of the servant of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord, and his name was Doeg, an Edomite, the chief of the herdsmen who belonged to Saul. And David said to Ahimelech, "Is there not here on hand a spear or a sword? For I have brought neither sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste." And so the priest said, "The sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, there it is, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you will take that, take it, for there is no other except that one here." And David said, "There is none like it, give it to me." Then David arose and fled that day from before Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, "Is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s?'" Now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And so he changed his behavior before them and pretended madness in their hands, scratched at the doors of the gate, and let his saliva fall down on his beard. Then Achish said to his servants, "Look, you see the man is insane. Why have you brought him to me? Have I need a madman that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" Psalm 34, a psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil to do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the from remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all of his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. And amen to that. That was our reading today for April the 15th, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. If you have not picked up your 100-day Daily Mug Club mug, whether it's red or gold, it is still out in the foyer. I noticed that there are still a couple left out there. They'll be out there next week and probably the week after, because I know we got some people that are out there. But just make sure you pick them up. And so, I'm looking forward to day 200. I don't know what that day is off the top of my head, but I'll let you know because I got another good prize for you. But anywho, thank you all so much for joining me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this word. Lord, we thank you that you are indeed near to the brokenhearted. Lord, those who have been rejected, those who are on the run. Lord, we thank you for the example of David and Saul. And Lord, we thank you for the example of David and Jonathan and the friendship, the deep friendship, God, that they had with one another and your protection through him. And Lord, we thank you, God, for your daily provisions for us as well. And Lord, I just pray, God, that we would just recognize those things. Recognize your hand of protection, Lord, even in the small things. Many of us are going to be, I'm sure, traveling in cars today and at high speeds. And, Lord, it's a miracle each and every single time we step foot out of the car after driving, God. And so, Lord, may we be thankful for the small things, God, today. May we honor you and glorify your name for your hand of protection on us. Lord, I pray that for myself especially. But, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.